Welcome to Real Foot Forward, a West Tennessee podcast from Discovery Park of America in Union City, Tennessee. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Leaders Credit Union.
Thank you, Zach, and welcome everyone to Real Foot Forward, a West Tennessee podcast where we explore the history, the people, and the culture of our home in West Tennessee. I'm your host, Scott Williams. Okay, Zach, before we talk about today's unique and unusual episode, what is something you've discovered this week at Discovery Park of America?
I recently discovered our giant manslide that we have here. Didn't really discover it, but I discovered that we had a guest set the record of going down it 150 times.
Yeah, that she was. It was a little girl, right?
Yes, sir. And she had a friend that had the record before her.
Oh, and see, there you go. She was very excited about that. We had a picture that we posted. Have you gone down the giant manslide?
I've done it a few times.
Yeah, I've done it a few times, but always where nobody can see me going down it.
The first time I ever did it, I flew right off of it.
Yeah, I mean, you go really, really fast. But we had a guy, he was in his 90s, who did it. I think he broke the record for the oldest person to go down. So if you have any more kids, would you break the record for the youngest to go down and slide your baby down it? I'll be at the other end and I'll catch it.
Faster.
So this special episode is all about the Discovery Awards that we had in March. At the Discovery Awards every year, we honor individuals who live their lives and careers the way we here at Discovery Park implement our mission by inspiring children and adults to see beyond. It was really a fun evening. This was your first one. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. It was awesome to hear these guests that we honored that give back to their community talk about how much Discovery Park means to this community. So it was great.
Yeah, our honorees this year were Dr. Nick Dunnigan, Deanie Parker, David Ring, and Elizabeth Taylor, the community activist, not the movie star. And it was a great event hosted by my personal friend Joey Sulipek from Memphis, and the musicians were the Jackson Symphony. We had singers Evie Grace Fowler and Silas Brown and their bands. Artisan Kitchen from Paducah provided the dinner, and we had desserts from Tiny Baker, the Willow Tree, and Bazinka Bakery. It was just an amazing event. It raised a lot of money for the Kirkland Scholarship Fund. We'll have about 10,000 kids will be able to visit Discovery Park for free because of the money that we raised at the Robert E. and Jenny D. Kirkland Discovery Awards. So without further ado, let's listen in as we give some folks some awards.
Welcome to the 2024 Robert E. and Jenny D. Kirkland Discovery Awards. Please welcome to the stage Joey Sulipek.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Hello and welcome to the 2024 Robert E. and Jenny D. Kirkland Discovery Awards Gala and Fundraiser. My name is Joey Sulipek. I'm going to be your host tonight. And while you go ahead, continue eating, we want you guys to get started. We're going to get the show started. I am from Memphis. I worked in TV news there for about 25 years as a chief meteorologist. And I've been aware of Discovery Park for the past 5 years. And I got to tell you, when you walk in here or you come down those escalators and you see this setting, is this not amazing? Is it not amazing to have these tables set up and to be sitting here eating dinner? I mean, that's a dinosaur. There's another one. It's just a beautiful sort of magical setup. And so I hope that you're all ready to enjoy a fun evening. Things are going to move pretty quickly. And we are going to get you going. Now, I want to start by recognizing our awesome sponsors for the evening, some of the people and companies that help make this all possible. I'm going to start with our gold sponsors. The gold sponsors donated $2,000 to the Kirkland Scholarship Fund to help provide free admission for students on field trips from all K through 12th grade schools, with 50% of those students qualifying for free or reduced lunches. So that's a pretty big deal. Our first gold sponsor for the evening is Imagine Exhibitions of Atlanta, Georgia. This summer, Imagine Exhibitions will be bringing an exciting exhibit to Discovery Park. Sean Kinney's Nature Connects made with Lego bricks, features 19 giant outdoor sculptures built with more than 250,000 Lego bricks. Now, this is going to be sponsored by Leaders Credit Union. The exhibit will be on display throughout Discovery Park's 50 acres from Memorial Day to Labor Day, so I hope that you get a chance to enjoy that. Also sponsoring at the gold level from my hometown of Memphis is Memphis Tourism. Memphis Tourism employees travel around the world to promote all of the wonderful reasons to visit not just Memphis, but the Mid-South, including Beale Street, Graceland, and of course, the Stax Museum of American Soul Music, which was founded in a large part because of one of our recipients this evening, Miss Deanie Parker, right over there in the red. Can you wave to us, Deanie? There she is. By the way, Deanie just returned from Los Angeles, where she accepted not one, but two Grammys for Written in Their Soul, the Stax Songwriters Demo at the 2024 Grammys. How about a round of applause for Deanie Parker? And I'll tell you one more thing she didn't know I was going to add. This award celebration is such a big deal. She was supposed to be at an award celebration tonight at the Stax Museum, and instead she's here. How about that? Thank you again, Deanie. Thank you. By the way, if you'd like to hear some about the music that we're going to be hearing tonight, if you want the scoop on some of America's favorite soul music, be sure to talk to Deanie at the dessert tonight, which will be right back here in the ATA Gallery. All right, the third gold sponsor for this evening has locations throughout Northwest Tennessee, but is based right here in Union City. Westan Insurance Group is a gold sponsor of tonight's gala, and Westan offers home, auto, and commercial insurance, as well as complete group employee benefit needs. Tonight's silver sponsors donated $1,000 to the Kirkland Scholarship Fund, and those silver sponsors will be on the screens to either side here. So once again, could we have a round of applause for the people and the companies that made this possible and donated that money? Thank you. And of course, this event is about raising money for the Kirkland Scholarship, and we couldn't do it without all of you who so generously purchased tables and tickets. So thank you for continuing this journey. Now, as you were entering right up here, you likely saw the silent auction that's going on. We're doing things a little different this year, and the silent auction is very cool. And I've been to a lot of events, I've been to a lot of auctions and been a part of that, either a regular auction or silent, but I gotta be honest, this is one of the most unique. I'm gonna use the word unique instead of weirdest. It's been one of the most unique auction things I've ever seen. And in case you did not see this, I wanted to show it off from the stage. Thank you. Let me hold that for 1 minute. Did you guys get a chance to see this? You know what this is? This auction item? One lucky bidder is taking home this bottle of snake wine. Now, if you turn it around, you can see that's made with real snakes, people. That's real 100% Aju snakes. Now, let me tell you something. It's filled with reptilian creatures, and according to the label, if there are things that ail you, let me tell you what snake wine is apparently good for. It's used to treat rheumatism, lumbago, and sweat of limbs. So if anybody has sweat of, raise your hand if you have sweat of limbs. There's a few honest people. Good. You can still bid on this and the other items in the auction, and the current high bidder is Stan Dunnigan. So far, Stan, okay, all right. The ones that had sweat of limbs, this might be put to great use. Check out the snake wine. They will be moved, auction items will be moved into this space behind us here, so you can bid on this also during the dessert, which will follow the dinner and the entertainment portion of tonight's event. Now, during tonight's dinner, we're going to enjoy a very special performance by Evie Grace Fowler. Evie Grace was raised in Memphis, but has Obion. Come on, give her a round of applause. How about that? She got Obion County roots. Her mom, Allie Shoemate Fowler, and Brian Fowler both grew up here in Union City. And in addition to singing a few songs while we're eating, they're just going to provide some music from up here while we're eating. Evie Grace also brought her band, and they will be providing music during dessert in the ATA Gallery. So we're going to hear more from them later. And dessert tonight is provided by bakers from the Tiny Baker, the Willow Tree, and Bazinga Bakery. All right. I would now like to welcome one of Discovery Park's previous Discovery Award winners to the stage to say grace for us, Dr. Ron Kirkland.
Thank you. If I could take just 1 minute of family privilege, I'd like you to help me with a project. Uncle Bob, as he's called by our children and grandchildren, has a bust out here that's bronze, and it's dark bronze, not well seen. If you've been to Europe, you know that a lot of the busts and statues in Europe have a shiny nose where, for good luck, people polish the nose. Now, I try to polish Bob's bust nose every time I come to Discovery Park. So I want to ask you, when you leave and every time you come back to Discovery Park, would you please join me in polishing Bob's nose? If you'll do that, I'll appreciate it. Not Jenny's nose. Jenny would not look pretty with a polished nose, I don't think. But as a Christian, I'll offer a Christian prayer. If you're of a different faith, please pray along with me as you're accustomed. Dear Heavenly Father, we have much to thank you for tonight, especially for most of us, this wonderful community of Union City, Obion County, which raised us up, educated us, and sent us out into the world. I also thank you for this beautiful, wonderful Discovery Park of America, which has meant so much to that same community. And finally, Father, I thank you for the health which brought us here and the food which will nourish us tonight. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Just turn around now. you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. Now survive. I will survive. Go on, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no.
Just wanna see how beautiful.
Sunday morning. I don't ever want to leave. Driving slow on Sunday morning. And I don't ever.
Thank you guys so much. My name is Evie Grace Fowler, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys tonight, and we will see you a little bit later. But thank you for having us.
All right, let's continue eating. We're going to listen to some Stax music for just a moment while we get the stage cleared, and then we will get right into the rest of our award show. All right. A big thank you to Evie Grace. Fantastic dinner music. We're going to, yeah, let's hear it for Evie Grace, everybody. We'll hear more from her and her band right after dinner. All right. And also the Jackson Symphony will be providing, was providing music during the cocktail hour. Thank you to the Jackson Symphony. By the way, the meal that we hope you're enjoying was prepared by Artisan Kitchen of Paducah, Kentucky, and is being served by their staff, along with young ladies who are members of the 80 Pi sorority from UT Martin. All right. And now, please welcome to the stage my good friend, Scott Williams, CEO of Discovery Park.
Thank you, Joey. I am so pleased to see such a large crowd here tonight to pay tribute to our 2024 Discovery Award honorees, Dr. Nick Dunnigan, David Ring, Deanie Parker, and Elizabeth Taylor. Let's give them a round of applause. Each, in their own unique way, exemplify the work that we are privileged to get to do here at Discovery Park every single day. Our mission is simple: to inspire children and adults of all ages to see beyond. To us, that means guests should leave every day after every visit to Discovery Park having been exposed to new ideas, new ways of thinking, and sights and sounds they have never heard or seen before. Of course, the Robert E. and Jenny D. Kirkland Discovery Awards are also a way for us to remember and pay tribute to our founders, Robert and Jenny. Many of you in this room knew them personally. And in some cases, you grew up with them. In some cases, you were raised by them, with them. And in some cases, for one of you in this room, you were Robert Kirkland's date at the SA dance in college. So you know who you are. Some of you may be hearing of Robert and Jenny for the very first time tonight, but we are all very fortunate that they called Obion County, Tennessee, home, and that Robert had a vision to build something that would make a big impact on the people of this region. But Robert and Jenny didn't do it alone, and I think he would be the first to tell you that. Once Robert shared his dream, hundreds of volunteers and supporters joined him in creating this magical place in the middle of what used to be farmland. Today, the legacy of the Kirklands and all those volunteers remains strong and, in fact, continues to grow. You all have in front of you a card with just some of the stats that we use to measure success each year, and every one of those indicators show that Discovery Park is still making a difference in hundreds of thousands of lives every year. So thank you to each and every one of you in this room who give of your time, your energy, and your resources to keep the Discovery Park magic growing. I do want to recognize a few of those individuals right now. If you're on our board, would you do me a favor and please stand up? Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you to Will Wade, Tim Shanks, Carol Kirkland, Johnny Bacon, Emily Billingsley, Ann Joyner, and Mike Cox for all you do for Discovery Park, and thank you all for coming tonight. I would also like to recognize a previous Discovery Award winner and the first president of Discovery Park, Jim Rippey. Jim, would you stand, please? Let's give him a round of applause. Discovery Park would not be here today without the efforts of Jim, who is making a big difference as well now in the revitalization of our downtown. Thank you, Jim, for your dedication to making Union City such a great place for all of us to get to live. Finally, I want to share a few things about our host tonight, Joey Solopek. If you've been to this event in the past, you know that we've shortened the cocktail time, and we're hustling through dinner and the awards so that we can go to the back and have some time to get to know each other a little bit, spend some time together, enjoy an adult beverage if you so choose. But Joey will be there so you can get to know him, and I wanted to give you a couple things to talk about with him. First of all, he's a huge Elvis fan. Joey and I first met 22 years ago underneath Elvis Presley's carport, and later that night he took me to my very first Elvis tribute artist contest. Secondly, Joey is a member of Mensa, the organization open to people who score in the 98th percentile on the approved IQ test, and I had to Google that because I am not. And finally, Joey has 78,000 friends on Facebook, so be sure you introduce yourself to him tonight afterwards, and you'll find out why he has all those friends. Thank you all so much for coming, and I'm so excited for you to get to experience the magic we're about to have. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Scott. Now, before we get the program started, and we are just minutes away, I want to make sure that you've all seen this next silent auction item. This is pretty astounding. I'm going to let you hold that up right here in the light. If you did not see, hold it up higher so they can see it. Yeah. This is a rare framed photo of five-star Army General Douglas MacArthur with an actual photograph. Excuse me, an actual autograph under the photograph right below it. His autograph, certified, by the way, has a certificate of authenticity. We're pretty sure Scott did not sign it backstage. I would not put that past him. But we've got this up in the silent auction. And remember, the proceeds from this silent auction will all go to fund the care of the collection here at Discovery Park. So this is going to be, again, in the gallery. We are going to have the opportunity to bid on these until 9 p.m. Do we know who the current high bidder is? The current high bidder is Donnie Bearden. So, Donnie, right now you're winning, but folks, you might want to take a look at this because that is a very special item. Thank you very much. All right, friends, we have an impressive group of individuals to honor tonight, and I know that you are as anxious as I am to hear from them. So let's get going. Now, each recipient is going to receive a beautiful crystal trophy with an engraved compass on it that symbolizes the mission of Discovery Park. As you heard Scott say, inspiring children and adults to see beyond. It will also include their name and, of course, the year 2024. Additionally, the names of tonight's honorees have already been added to the kiosk that you see up here in the lobby, which will be there permanently to inspire visitors every day. I also want to recognize our ushers right here on the stage. A thank you to Abby Joe Powell and Van True that are here tonight to assist our guests on and off the stage. Abby Joe is a senior at Union City High School, and her family have been members of Discovery Park for many years, and she works here at Discovery Park's ticket counter. And Van is a finance major from UT Martin. He's been interning in Discovery Park's finance department, and Van is looking for a finance internship in Nashville this summer. So somebody in this room, please hook Van up. Van, just wave your hand. Look at that handsome young man. Look how smart he is. All right, so let's look for Van. Thank you both for your help. And now let's begin. We want to recognize our first honoree of the evening. Dr. Nick Dunnigan will be introduced by his friend and former colleague, Charlie Deal. Charlie is Vice Chancellor of Advancement for the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture. Please welcome Charlie Deal to the stage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Servant leadership is defined as a style where leaders have a duty to focus primarily on meeting their team members' needs rather than their own. I cannot think of anyone who exemplifies the traits of a true servant leader more than Dr. Nick Dunnigan. His tireless work as a volunteer leader to raise money for the new Martin Public Library has not only changed the landscape of the downtown area, it gives hope for a better tomorrow to children of all ages. But more importantly, he is the new CEO of a think tank group based right here in West Tennessee. You're hearing it for the first time. This think tank focuses on solving the world's largest problems. This group meets every morning in the office, which is the big table at the Martin Burger King. I also found out that at one point in Nick's life, Kathy, his lovely bride, told him he could not drink more than one cup of coffee per day. Nick's way around this suggestion was to sneak into the office when the coffee was being brewed, slide the pot out, his cup in, fill it up, and then reverse that action, never, ever spilling a drop, which is a very good talent. Seriously, tonight we pause to honor the work of Nick Dunnigan. But what drives someone to give so much of themselves to better others? I say it's the love of people. I hope that one thing that you take away from this introduction is that he is a true servant leader who has made tremendous personal sacrifices so others achieve success. Our university, our communities, and our state are a much better place to live because of his passion to serve. It is an honor to welcome to the stage my friend and my mentor and one of the greatest guys I know, Nick Dunnigan, as a 2024 Robert and Jenny Kirkland Discovery Award honoree.
I don't know about the Burger King thing, but there are some people here that meet me in the morning in Burger King, and so they would probably agree. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that very much, and congratulations to the other award winners and for family and friends and friends of Discovery Park of America. Now, Mary Nita told me under no uncertain terms that there would be a kind of a thing underneath where I'm standing that if I talk longer than 2 minutes, I'm gone. So I will try to live up to that. I'm gonna tell you a Robert Kirkland story, and I'm gonna tell you another couple words about the special words of thanks. About 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, the development office at UT Martin decided that someone should go and talk to Robert to see if his philanthropic philosophies might meet with UT Martin needs. Other words, I was the scout looking for money. And so I went to Robert's house, and we sat down on the couch, and I began to talk about some of our scholarship programs and some of the things we needed at the university, and just I thought was a pretty good presentation. Robert said, "Wait a minute, Nick." Said, "I have in mind to do something transformational for my community. I have in mind something that's much, much bigger." And so you see what happened. Some people might say, "Well, Nick Dunnigan, you kind of blew it that day going to ask Robert for money." But I really didn't, because West Tennessee, Obion County, this whole area won because of the vision that Robert Kirkland had. And I was just, to this day, I was telling some of the development folks, I wasn't sure if they heard that story. I had a friend that said, "You know, there are two sides to every pancake. And in that particular pancake, it wasn't a losing side, but it was the winning side of Robert Kirkland." As I look out, I see Kathy over there. I mean, she's it, y'all. I see my adult children, grandkids, wonderful spouses that are they may be in-laws, but they're precious, and I love them. My two sisters that are here, I say thank you. I look at my university colleagues. You know, what a privilege it was to work at an institution, and truly every day that I went to work, it wasn't work, because I loved it and I loved the mission that they were doing. And thanks to all of you all for being here tonight. And as I look around, so many alumni and students that are just wonderful friendships. Now then, many of you have heard the story about the turtle on top of the fence post. It's an old story. I first heard it in the mid-80s when Alex Haley was on campus. Well, when this award was first announced, my granddaughter Abby, who is sitting over here and smiling big, she called me up, and they called me Bobo. She said, "Bobo, congratulations on winning your award. That is just so neat. You're so deserving." And I said, "Abby, have you ever heard the story of the turtle that was on top of the fence post?" And there was this silence. She said, "No. What does a turtle on top of a fence post have to do with you winning that award?" And I said, "If you ever see a turtle on top of a fence post when you walk by, you know one thing for certain. That turtle didn't get there by himself." And so tonight, I am sitting on top of Discovery Park of America fence post, along with three other folks here. But the reason that we're there is because of a lot of people in this room. It's not anything that one person did. Charlie Deal and a lot of other people have had some great things to say and to do as a result of that. But thank you, Robert and Jenny Kirkland, for having the vision, the transformational vision of doing this. And thanks for putting me on top of that fence post tonight. And go Skyhawks.
All right, well said. Our next recipient is a Memphis music powerhouse. Born in Mississippi, she entered a talent contest in 1963 and won an audition at Stax Records. She joined the label and eventually did a little bit of everything, from being a singer and composer to a secretary to writing liner notes, being a photographer, being an editor, being a publicist, and more. And that was just the beginning. Award recipient Deanie Parker tonight is going to be introduced by Discovery Parks' version of Colonel Tom Parker, Scott Williams.
Thank you, Joey. After her Stax years, Deanie Parker went on to gigs such as promotions director for WPTY, marketing director for Memphis in May, and vice president of communications and marketing for the Med. But through all those years, music remained her passion. Eventually, she was offered the job of president of the new Soulsville, USA, a then risky move, but she jumped at the chance. Under her leadership and passion, the organization thrived. The mission was and is to perpetuate the soul of Stax Records by preserving its rich cultural legacy, educating youth to be prepared for success in life, and inspiring future artists to achieve their dreams. Deanie worked with investors, volunteers, and former Stax artists, leading the team that built Stax Museum of American Soul Music, the Stax Music Academy, and the Soulsville Charter School. The Stax Museum of American Soul Music is an award-winning 17,000 square foot museum in Memphis, offering interactive exhibits, videos, stage costumes, photographs, records, and approximately 3,000 other items of memorabilia that tell the Stax story. The Stax Music Academy provides students with musical theory and skill, but also programs that enhance character by teaching skills in leadership, teamwork, and discipline. The end goal is to prepare graduates for post-primary success, regardless of path, whether it be attending college or entering the workforce. The Soulsville Charter School, located next to Stax Museum, is a public tuition-free charter school that has grown from 60 sixth graders to a full 6th to 12th grade middle and high school, serving more than 650 students. Since their first graduating class of 2012, I think this is an amazing statistic, 100% of seniors have been accepted to college and or post-secondary school. Students are ushered through the entire college admissions process, and even after they graduate high school, all the alumni receive whatever support they need to successfully complete their chosen post-secondary pathway. Deanie's fingerprints are all over all these initiatives and so much more. This is why it is such an honor for me to get to introduce her. Please welcome to the stage someone I am fortunate enough to call a friend, Deanie Parker.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate that. And it's good to see you again after such a long time. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This afternoon was my first visit to Discovery Park of America. Despite my abbreviated tour of this destination tucked away in Union City, Tennessee, I agree with your claim that you excite and invite your guests, children and adults, to see beyond. Discovery Park is a beautiful, unique wonder, and I appreciate the invitation and opportunity to be with you this evening and to be a recipient of a Robert E. and Jenny Kirkland Discovery Award. My lifelong inspiration has been the music created in Memphis, Tennessee, that is showcased at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. Today, as Scott said, we teach this music to the young people and preserve and promote our legacy. And this evening, my inspirations have been expanded to include Discovery Park of America, because I believe that this Tennessee destination has the power not only to entice you to see beyond, and wonder. Discovery Park of America can make your soul crawl out from under its hiding place. And I thank you.
With 9 branches in West Tennessee and nationwide ATM and branch access, you can take Leaders Credit Union with you wherever you go. From checking accounts, credit cards, home loans, and their state-of-the-art mobile app, Banking with Leaders can help you move forward. Learn more and see how you can qualify for membership at leaderscu.com. Leaders is insured by the NCUA.
I hope you're enjoying the Real Foot Forward podcast from Discovery Park in Union City, Tennessee. If you are, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a positive review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're listening in on the 2024 Discovery Awards that were given out here in March at Discovery Park of America. Let's jump back in and listen to some more of the awards being given out.
Thank you, Deanie, very much. Our next honoree is from Jackson, Tennessee, and will be introduced by her granddaughter, Sydney Ball. Sydney is the Vice President of Business Development for NFP Executive Benefits. So to introduce award winner Elizabeth Taylor, please join me in welcoming Sydney to the stage.
Thank you all. I'm grateful to have the honor to introduce my grandmother this evening. To you all, she's known as Elizabeth Taylor. To some, she's known as Miss Taylor. But to me, she's known as Shug. She hails from Dyersburg, Tennessee, but resides in Jackson. She's known for her graceful hospitality and her southern style of hosting. She and my late grandfather have passionately served and quietly served the West Tennessee community for the last 50 years. Her primary passion is the Care Center of Jackson, Tennessee. It's known for being a place for homeless women and children, where she was an early supporter and currently serves on the board of directors. She loves Jesus with all of her heart and has been actively engaged in identifying individuals and families that are in need. She was instrumental in the Hope House, the Prayer Center of Jackson, Celebrate Jesus, and numerous other things. She has 3 children here tonight, Courtney and her husband Jeff, Ab and his wife Nicole, and Mark. She has 9 grandchildren and 3 bonus grandchildren through marriage, and she has 2 great-grandchildren. I'm excited and grateful to be able to share this time with you, Shug. Please come up and accept your award. Before you leave, if you knew my grandfather, you knew that at Christmas, he would give hundreds of teddy bears away to widows every year. And this is part of his legacy. So our commitment to you as grandchildren, John Caleb's here behind me tonight, is that we want to continue your legacy of service and your commitment to the community and carrying forward the next generation of legacy for service and community engagement. So this is from your 9 grandchildren and your 3 bonus grandchildren and your 2 great-grandchildren. And a kiss and a hug from Bookie and a teddy bear. We love you.
Wow, what a surprise that was. Thank you, Sydney. Oh, that was such a kind introduction. And I do thank you, Sydney and John Caleb. I thank you as well. And what a privilege
and what an honor for me to be here tonight. But I also want to thank all of those that have traveled far to come be with me tonight. I have an adorable, wonderful, precious brother and Joyce and my cousin and my friends that have traveled so far, and my daughter and her husband. I also have some of my Bible study girls that surprised me tonight and just walked in with their husbands. And I just want to say to you all, it was a wonderful surprise for me to see y'all tonight. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. Now, I'll have to start by telling you I've lost my glasses. And so I said to my son, do you have anything I can wear tonight? So I'm going to try to wear these glasses, and I'm going to try to talk to you about my speech. And so my speech has been changed two or three times. The last time was this afternoon at 12 o'clock. So, oh, thank you. Did you find it? Pat Wade. Pat Wade is my forever friend and my long-lost friend forever. And thank you, Pat. You've always taken care of me, and you're still doing it now. Thank you. We grew up together. We had birthday parties together, and my time is running out because I want to be on time. So, again, I thank you, Sydney, for that wonderful introduction. Thank you, my children and grandchildren and Bible study girls, for coming. And I want to thank all of you all, because this is truly an honor for me to be here tonight. And I want to thank you for coming, and I want to thank you for just being a part of this awesome, awesome place. This is quite a wonderful thing for West Tennessee. I think I was here when it first opened, but it did not look like this. And so it has come a long way in these years. But I would like to say tonight, I want to thank God, because the Bible says that every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. And tonight, this honor that all of us honorees are getting is a good and a perfect gift. So I want to thank God. Tonight also, I want to thank all of you all that have made it possible for me to be a recipient of this award. And I have been a part of a building, supplying family and business for 62 years, my husband and my two sons. And what I've come to know in these 62 years is that in one way or another, we're all builders. We build different things, but we're all builders. And builders are visionaries as they co-labor with God and with fellow man. And I want to talk about the vision of Robert Kirkland. I knew him in college. And I knew that he was going to do this because I heard about it. I live in Jackson and I heard about it. But I realized that he had a vision. And you know, sometimes when we have a vision, they're bigger than we are. And so we call in other people, and other people come to help. And I realized that to have this vision and it to be this big and wonderful, there had to be other people that came along to help him. And I know that my dear friend Pat Wade was one of those people, as were countless of other people, because I see Pat's artwork up in the halls. And so Robert and Jenny had this vision, and in 2013, I think this vision opened and was created. And what we know is through their vision, many people, young and old alike, have been enriched by their experience here. They could just look at this dinosaur, and that would enrich you to just look around at all the wonderful things that are here. And so we know that many people, because of this Discovery Park, have been enriched in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge as they just walk the corridors and the halls and outside around this park.
But we also realize that it's wonderful not only to create things while we're here on earth, but it's so important that we leave a legacy behind us for the future. And that's what he's done. He created this, but he's left this legacy for the future for people, young people, to come and enjoy, experiment the things that are going on here and learn from all that they see while they're here. So it is important what we do on earth today, but it is also important to leave a legacy for those behind us. And I want to say tonight, it is a great honor to be a part of something that is building for the future here in West Tennessee and really across the nation. It is an honor for me to be here, to be a part of this building experience. And I am most grateful and humbled to be included in a group that have been presented here tonight, these honorees. And I thank you, and may God bless you all.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. Our next honoree has been responsible for making significant investments in downtown Union City, transforming the look and the feel and inspiring economic growth throughout this entire area. Introducing him tonight is his friend and right-hand man, Ethan Watson Hogan. So to introduce award winner David Ring, please join me in welcoming Ethan to the stage.
Thank you for having me. Good evening. I'm brought up here to introduce David, and the Watson Hogans and David have been family friends for over 50 years. My mother was actually friends with David's sister long before I was even a conception, so it was a wonderful thing to be able to reconnect and start this development design and process with David and his family. David is a big family man, and he's keen on making sure that everything with the Nailing name and the Ring name are held to a higher standard and brought with such dignity and respect in the town that it'll leave a long-lasting legacy for people beyond today. I'd also like to thank David for including me in this development, because without him and without including my family in it, I wouldn't be here today. So thank you, David. Come on up.
Thank you very much, Ethan. If it wasn't for Ethan and his father, Patrick, this project would not even have been attempted. They've done work all over the world, and they chose to come to Union City when I asked them. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank a few people. Thank you, Elaine, my wife. She says, I want to go to Union City and rehab great-granddad's building, the old Nailing Hospital, as you used to call it. She goes, you want to do what? Where? Why? Aren't you retired? I want to thank her for support. And also, she coordinated a bunch of friends of mine that I played hockey with for the last 45 years. We call ourselves the Boston Legends. We were great at one time, we think. Thanks, guys, for showing up. A bunch of them on that table over there came from Boston. great-grandfather Nayling built what we call the hospital building downtown Union City approximately 1910. It had all the modern amenities, electricity, trained nurses, and if you wanted to call the hospital, you dial 41. Somehow he developed a relationship with the city of Boston. He visited on a regular basis, learning new techniques, meeting other surgeons, and eventually he sent his three daughters to school there. My grandmother met my grandfather and came back to Union City to get married in 1919. He started a family in Boston, had two girls, two boys. My uncle is 93. He still talks about Union City in the 30s and 40s when there were parking meters, and there was a lot of activity downtown. When we realized the hospital didn't need extensive repairs, it was an emotional decision, not a financial one, because I don't want to add up the cost. But hopefully we prime the downtown, something that Kirkland did with this Discovery Park. A downtown anchors a community, just like in the section of Boston. It gives it the soul. And for your information, there are 1,500 parking spaces downtown Union City. Hope to meet you there. Thank you very much.
All right, could we give all of tonight's recipients a round of applause? How about that? Pretty impressive. Now, friends, yeah, please. Very well done. Passionate work that these individuals are doing in their lives and in their careers absolutely inspire children and adults to see beyond. Of course, that mirrors Discovery Park's mission. And if you could step back in time 10 years, you would see that that has been the case here since the very beginning. Here to take us back to when Discovery Park was just a seed that was planted in the minds of several hundred volunteers by Robert Kirkland, is Discovery Park's Development Director, Mary Nita Bondurant. Please welcome her.
Good evening. You all are beautiful. I mean, I'm looking out here and this is a beautiful picture. Congratulations to Dr. Dunnigan and David and Deanie and Elizabeth. Wouldn't you love to be named Elizabeth Taylor? I was like, yeah, let's invite her. So we're so glad that she's here tonight. I'm Mary Bondurant. I'm the Director of Development here at Discovery Park, and I had the honor of serving as the chairperson on the very first committee that planned the groundbreaking for Discovery Park of America back in 26 or 7 years before 2013. 5 years earlier than 2013, I helped plan the groundbreaking. Discovery Park didn't just happen. There wasn't a prototype for it. It is as unique as the man who dreamed it up. There's not another place like it. Robert Kirkland had a vision of creating a place that would bring the world to Obion County, a place that was bigger than the classroom, a place that would, in many ways, appeal to the traditional learner as well as the non-traditional learner. A place that would change lives. But to inspire the minds of children and adults, we must get them here. Shortly after we opened, we realized that in this rural area, many schools did not have the money to bring students here on field trips. They just simply didn't have the resources. A couple of years after we opened, Mr. Kirkland passed away, and many people wanted to honor him, and they gave money to Discovery Park. We took that money and we started the Kirkland Scholarship Fund, Mr. Rippey. And the Kirkland Scholarship Fund was to help underserved schools bring their students to Discovery Park. Throughout the years, we have had special fundraising events to keep this fund going. It has paid for literally hundreds of thousands of students to visit Discovery Park. We wish there was some way that we could know how much impact Discovery Park has had on these students. How many kiddos have been inspired by something they've seen or experienced here? There's no doubt that number is high. This event tonight is our largest fundraiser of the year. For the last four galas, we've had a live auction, and it wasn't very popular with folks around here, so we're not going to do that tonight. Instead, each of you have an envelope and a card on the table in front of you, and we're asking that you donate to Discovery Park of America to keep the Kirkland Scholarship Fund viable so that we can continue to scholarship these students when they come to Discovery Park of America. This is a great way for you to use your philanthropy because you just don't know what kind of effect it can have on students that come here. I have a granddaughter who's dyslexic, and for her to come to a place like this is unimaginably inspiring because when she sits in that classroom and looks at that book all day long, she is not inspired. So Discovery Park is a special place for people like my granddaughter and many other students and children like her. There are lots of ways you can give to Discovery Park. You can use that little envelope tonight. You can stop by the ticket counter on your way out. They have a button that's called donation button. Or you can take the card home with you and mail it back to us. We have several people now that use Discovery Park. If they want to honor someone, they will send a gift to us. And we promise to let you know that person's family, that you've honored them by helping support what we do here. As you leave tonight, you'll be handed an impact report, and it'll show you a little bit of the things that we've done in 2023 to inspire folks. And when you're finished with it, we hope you won't throw it away, but that you'll pass it along to somebody else who might like to know about the good work that goes on at Discovery Park of America. Tell them about this awesome place. So finally, since I limited Dr. Dunnigan and others to 2 minutes, I need to wrap it up. I want to say a special thank you to all of you. I see so many people out here tonight that have given faithfully to Discovery Park, and I want to say a special thank you to all of you who have given and who still do to make Discovery Park of America the magical place that it is today. Thank you.
All right, we are almost done, and this is not in my notes, but I just want to share with everybody. I bet every person in this room, if you think back on your life, can remember attending a museum somewhere or an event or a place that inspired you. Almost every one of us has come across that in our lifetime. This is that place for thousands of kids, and again, thank you all for helping to do that. So that's it. This part of the show is over. I want to say that it's obvious to see that your donations and your work are put to good use. I got to walk the grounds earlier today, watching kids and families just run and laugh and touch and have that tactile experience is wonderful. Everybody with kids, you know that feeling when you see other kids, when yours grow up and leave the roost like ours are, and you see those young kids enjoying themselves, it's a magical thing. We want to make sure that you remember that Kirkland Scholarship Fund. They told me earlier that so many students did visit last year that that fund is almost depleted. So if you can, and if you're able, just dig deep and help contribute to that work that goes on here every day. All right, I know we're going to have a great time fellowshipping. I look forward to meeting you all right back here in the ATA Traveling Exhibit Hall. We've got some fantastic dessert and great music. Final reminder, the silent auction will continue until 9. And the bar will be open until 10. The names of the winning bidders will be written on the bid sheets and be upstairs at the ticket counter. And finally, and not least, they tell me that Cooper Tower is open tonight. So be sure and check that out. Let's go have some fun.
Thanks to all you listeners who've joined us today at Discovery Park of America. Our mission here is to inspire children and adults to see beyond. To plan an experience here for you and your family, visit discoveryparkofamerica.com.